The path from dual agency to intermediary brokerage. Historically, real estate license holders in Texas pursued a simple and straightforward agency model. Brokers represented sellers in an agency relationship that was most often created by signing a listing agreement. Buyers were unrepresented customers of the brokers. Agents working with customer buyers who sold another broker's listing did so as sub-agents of the listing broker. These sub-agents represented the seller and owed fiduciary duties to the seller by virtue of the sub-agency relationship with the listing broker. For better or worse, that agency model is still in full use in today's real estate market in Texas. As previously discussed, buyers increasingly demand representation as they reject what they see as a second-class status as unrepresented customers. The original rationale supporting the notion that all of the agents in a transaction should represent the seller had to do with compensation. In virtually all transactions, the seller pays the real estate commission. In a cooperative sale, the fee is split between the listing and the selling broker, meaning that even the selling broker is paid from seller funds based on the theory of he who pays is the one who is represented. It would seem to justify the idea that the seller is always the client and the buyer is always the customer. Compensation was, therefore, linked to representation. The linkage of compensation to representation ignored one compelling fact. While it is true that the seller pays commission to their broker, they do so with funds brought to the table by the buyer. Without the buyer's funds, there is no transaction. For that and other reasons, the real estate industry moved toward the concept that the payment of a fee and representation are not linked. A party to the transaction could be represented without appearing to pay a fee to the broker. Likewise, the payment of a fee does not necessarily mean that the broker is representing the paying party. Buyer representation poses few fiduciary issues when the buyer and seller are represented by different brokers. The buyer's broker has full fiduciary duties to the buyer, and the seller's broker has full fiduciary duties to the seller. An obvious conflict arises when the same broker represents both the buyer and the seller in a transaction. How can one broker fulfill their duty to negotiate the best possible transaction for both sides? Dual agency. Prior to 1993, transactions between client buyers and sellers represented by the same broker were done following the rules of common law dual agency in Texas. Like all common law, dual agency common law could only be applied by the application of court decisions rendered over the decades in the area of dual representation. These court decisions were difficult to understand and in conflict with one another in many cases. Statutory dual agency. Trek addressed the issue in 1993 by adding statutory dual agency to TRELA. This addition clarified the issue, but many felt it was a poorly understood practice involving considerable liability for the broker. Senate Bill 489. In 1995, the Texas legislature passed several amendments to the Texas Real Estate License Act in Senate Bill No. 489. These amendments went into effect on January 1, 1996, and have played a significant role in the practice of real estate agency in Texas. Senate Bill 489 is the legislation that gave the industry the intermediary process, along with some new requirements for disclosure. Both buyers and sellers face some decisions that must be made when buying or selling property. In addition to bringing us intermediary, Senate Bill 489 includes a representation disclosure requirement. For a time, brokers had the option of dual representation under statutory dual agency or intermediary. In 2005, the TRELA was amended to require that dual representation only be provided under intermediary rules.